Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Balky, you'll never guess who I just had coffee with. The mayor. That's right, the mayor of Chicago. Well, I didn't actually have coffee with him. I brought it, but I was there when he drank it. Since I started working at the newspaper, this kind of thing happens all the time. Well, not all the time, but a lot. A whole lot. Yeah, I can't believe it. Last week I was selling keychains at the Ritz discount, and now I'm working for a major Chicago newspaper.
That's nice.
Nice! It's terrific! Balky, I'm the city editor's right-hand man. Well, not his right-hand man, exactly. I mean, you know, just run errands for him, you know, but who cares? I have my foot in the door. I'm finally on my way. The sky's the limit. Is that a hockey puck?
Yes, cousin. It landed right next to me in that empty seat. It's a good thing you weren't there. You'd have a puck-shaped hole in the middle of your head and look like a piggy bank.
The hockey game. We were supposed to go to the hockey game tonight.
I got you an Italian beef sandwich. With no peppers. I know how they make you poof up and turn red.
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot. You have every right to be angry with me.
Oh, of course, and I'm not angry.
No, thank you.
I'm just lonely and I guess a little hurt.
Well, Balky,
I'm just lonely and hurt and I guess a little disappointed.
Well, Balky,
I'm just lonely and disappointed and I guess a little angry.
Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Well,
you know,
Balky,
you never ask about my life.
All right. You're absolutely right. And I won't let it happen again. How's your life?
I have no life. I mean, I'm happy for you. You're out there building your dream, climbing every mountain, fording every stream. But I'm still folding sweatshirts for Mr. Tmegasetti.
And that isn't enough anymore, is it?
Oh, cousin, you can read me like a cheap suit.
Balky, you know what you need?
A reason to live.
Well, yeah, that. You need to go out and look for a new job, like I did. There are thousands of jobs right here in the newspaper. Now, why don't you just take tomorrow off and start looking around?
Will you come with me?
I gotta work.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I forgot you have a license.
All right. I tell you what. Come down to the paper at lunch tomorrow. And we'll plan your strategy.
Really? Oh, thank you, cousin.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry I forgot about the game. I'll make it up to you. And this looks great. I'm starving.
Yeah. You know, I guess I was a little upset. I stuffed a lot of peppers underneath your beef.
How are you today, Mr. Feldman?
Not dead.
Okay, basement level, mail room, storage, archives, garage, and Appleton's desk. Hi, baby.
Hi, Harriet.
Bradley, you get the mayor's conference at the city hall. Clark, you check on the Russian ship at the pier. See if the union lets them unload that damn thing. Applegate.
That's Appleton, sir.
Did you get that list of the aldermen that drive foreign cars?
Yes, sir.
Good job. Now see if the governor drives a foreign car.
I'll get right on it, sir.
Why is this mail stacking up here? What's going on? Where's Gorpley?
Well, I think he's in his office, sir.
You'd think that the head of the mail room could at least get the mail distributed.
Gorpley! Pushing!
Balky!
Justin, I'm sorry I'm late. This is the best building I ever seen.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yes.
I finally made it to the big time.
Oh, you know what? I ask everybody in the building about you, and they never heard of you. Is this your office? It's humongous.
Oh, well, actually, this is the mail room, the archives, the storeroom, and this... my office.
Oh, Cousin, congratulations. You really stepped in something good this time.
I went down to classifieds, and I picked up a copy of the want ads before they hit the streets.
Wow. Insider trading.
Butler, why? Why is all this mail here?
This is the mail room, sir.
Are you going to let a great metropolitan newspaper grind to a halt because you can't get the mail distributed?
No, I'm hiring someone, sir. It's just that he can't start for a few days.
Well, I need someone in this mail room today. It's down the hall next to the water fountain.
I start today.
Start what?
I need a job.
What's your name?
I have no idea.
This is Balky Bartokomus, sir. I can vouch for him. He's trustworthy, hardworking, honest.
What loyal. Kind of a car does the governor drive?
I don't know, sir.
Do you think you can get that information for me today? Do you need a dime? What is it?
No, I'll get right on it, sir.
You need a job?
Yes.
We'll give you a try.
Ah, thank you.
We'll see if it works out. Gorpley will show you around. I have to go now.
It's right down the hall next to the water fountain.
Myers, did you finish that column? I saw you, Myers.
Balky, you got the job.
Cousin, isn't it wonderful? We'll be working together. Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy.
Oh, I get it. Cousin, I see. It's all falling into place.
What's falling into place?
Can you say nepotism?
Well, it's my first day, but I give it a try.
Nepotism?
He asked me!
You get a job working for the city editor. The next thing you know, you start bringing in your family. Well, your family may have gotten you in here, but I decide if you stay.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to teach me the tricks of the trade?
Figure them out for yourself.
Well... Mr. Gorpley must have a lot of confidence in me.
Excuse me. The only thing Gorpley's got is a nephew who needs a job. And you just took it. Now, listen here. You'd better be careful. One mistake, and you're gone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the warning, Mrs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Balky Bartokomus, this is Harriet Winslow.
Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Harriet runs the elevator here.
Oh, well, your job must have its ups and downs.
Is this elevator going up?
No, this week is going sideways.
Come on, Balky. She's got work to do.
Hang on.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Don't do that, baby.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Let's see if you're qualified to work in a mailroom. I want you to sort this mail according to zip codes.
These don't have no zip code.
Hey, you want to quit?
No. I want to do the best job I can.
You know what I think? I think this time tomorrow, you're going to be history.
Oh, well, thank you for the vote of confidence. I think we better wait till I've earned it. Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such song.
Balky.
Corson, look at me. I'm a mailman.
Balky, look busy. Gorpley's coming.
Look busy? I've been busy since 4 a.m.
All right, Balky, watch yourself. Be careful. Gorpley told his secretary he's going to get rid of the kid from Meepos today.
Oh, point well taken, Corson. You think he means me?
I think so. Hang in there. Okay. You can beat this guy.
Okay.
You look like you've got time to kill.
Come here.
Come here. I volunteered you to address the company Christmas cards by hand, and I need them this afternoon.
Isn't it a little early for Christmas cards?
I want to avoid the holiday rush. Merry Christmas.
Oh, well.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too. I don't know why everybody calls you a slime bucket.
Appleton?
Yes, Appleton, sir. Appleton.
I'm kind of shorthanded, so I got to turn this assignment over to you. There's a bunch of kids at the Kedzie Youth Center that's staging a demonstration. Somebody wants to pave over their ballpark and build a parking lot. I want you to check it out.
Yes, sir. I will get you some pictures the paper will be proud of.
Pictures? I don't need pictures. I need a story. In your job interview, you said you'd done some reporting.
Well, that's true, sir, but my principal field is photography. I have my own camera, my own lenses, my own film.
Now you've got your own pencil. You can write, can't you?
Write? Oh, me? You bet. Yes, I write constantly. I'm a writing fool. You'll have that first thing tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? We're a daily newspaper. I need it by 4:30 today. Myers, I need that car. I'm sorry,
Myers. Listen, I didn't know you could write.
Of course I can. I studied journalism in college. I know the 5 W's of reporting. Who, what, how, when, how, no. How's an H? How's who, what, who. Boy, I'm in trouble.
I finished 400 Christmas cards.
Who am I trying to kid? I'm not a reporter, I'm a litter bug.
Cousin. No, you're being too hard on yourself. Cop a mellow attitude. Now, you know, this looks pretty good to me.
Pretty good? Pretty good? Do you think that's what I want to hear from Mr. Burns when he reads my first article? Pretty good, Appleberg.
Appleton.
I know my name. This is for the Chicago Chronicle. If it's not great, I won't get a second chance.
Why, talk of it. You finished?
Yes. I'm finished.
This is all of them?
Yes, I'm sorry it takes so long, but I thought that I would alphabeticalize them. Is that okay?
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Well, I'm no Sam Donaldson, but I...
We'll see how smart you are. I need 100 copies of this flyer. You've got 10 minutes.
Oh, but guess what? The copy machine is broke.
Hey, relax. I'm looking out for you. You can use the mimeograph machine. See, I even got your stencil all ready to go. 10 minutes, Partakamus. Now, if you can't do the job, I know someone who can.
Well, do you need help with the mimeograph machine?
No, Cousin.
Good.
Just point it out to me.
Back here, look here. Just wheel it out to your table, and I'll plug it in. All right, get the stencil. Okay, get the paper.
Paper.
Okay, stencil's on. Paper goes in here, and you turn it on here. Get it?
Got it.
Good. How's it going, Belky?
Oh, it's going fine. That's dandy. You just finished that article. No problem, Cousin.
Appleby.
Yes, sir.
I need that article in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Appleton, sir. Appleton. All right.
Cousin, no. You have to do your article.
Keith, look. Let me do this.
Cousin, you only have 5 minutes.
Take a look at it here. All right. Look. See, here's the problem. You got all these papers jammed under the drum here. All right. Oh, get the basket.
The basket?
The paper basket.
The paper basket. I got it.
Oh,
it's alive. And it's hungry.
Turn it off.
I can't.
The plug.
Ow. I did it.
Appleman.
Oh.
Where is the story?
Mr. Burns, something came up, and I still have a bit of polishing to do.
This is news, not silverware. I need a story.
Mr. Burns, it was my fault. I accidentally threw his article away, but I just found it.
Well, actually, that's not the final version. If I could just have a...
Pretty good.
Well, Mr. Burns, if I could only... Pretty good?
I'd say for your first assignment, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
See you on Monday, Appleton. Then maybe you can explain to me why you were trying to mimeograph your tie.
Falcon, oh, did you hear that?
Yes, he got your name right.
No. He said I did a great job.
Well, what he actually said was pretty good, which, if you will remember, I also said I did pretty good.
Time's up, Partakamus.
Gorpley, could I talk to you for just a second?
No.
Mr. Gorpley, you have got a gold mine here. Just look at him. He'll never find anyone who'll work as hard as he will. How can you fire a man like that?
Mr. Gorpley, I have only 19 flyers. I have failed you.
Yes, you have. You're fired. Oh. See how easy it was?
Well, you're not going to get away with that. Balky's done everything you asked him to. You have no right to fire him.
Excuse me, sugar. You're going about this the wrong way. Gopley, I was going to save this for something big. But I like the kid. Now, either he stays, or I tell your wife what you were doing with Miss Passarelli in my elevator during the Christmas party.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you say alimony?
Hey, I like the kid too. You can stay. You can finish those flyers next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty.
Well, I figured someone had to look after you.
Congratulations, Balky. You're going to be here next week.
Well, we'll both be here next week.
I was here last week. Wasn't no big deal.
Let's see what Larry Appleton has to say about the protest at the Kedzie Youth Center. Read it.
Students at the Kedzie...
Let me read it. Students at the Kedzie Youth Center staged a demonstration to protest the building of a parking lot over their ball field. A spokesman for the builders of the parking facility promised to meet with the students to discuss their grievances. Well, it never even would have made it into the paper if you hadn't fished it out of the trash.
Oh, of course, that's okay. You helped me with my work, but you were on that deadline.
Oh, I just saw you were in trouble.
But you risked your job for me.
Oh, it was instinct. You know, Balky, I think working together at the newspaper is going to be great.
Oh, I do too. Cousin, your first newspaper article. The first of many. And you know what? You're going to have to buy a bigger scrapbook. But not for a long, long time.